have always thought that it's important to take them. I think that probably another theme is that I recognise that I do have an interest and possibly some skills in developing things. I'm really interested in the development phase, development of community alcohol and drug services, or it could have been community mental health, the development of a youth service and the development of mental health nursing leadership, and in some ways continuing the development of the college. So I'm probably have more of an interest and maybe some attributes in the development phase versus an operational ongoing phase. So whilst I am a clinical manager, I think it's more of a in a developmental role. So that would be one theme. I think something about social justice, probably feminism, empowerment, advocacy, and particularly empowerment, and particularly in the mental health roles I've had, whether it be with adolescents, families, or people with addiction problems, is supporting them to have high expectations. And so and helping people to overcome barriers. So that's, I guess, how I see a lot of my clinical work. But it also links in with what I believe are the core values of mental health nursing, which is really being able to walk alongside people and not to do it for them if they don't need it being done, but to provide the support and encouragement and supporting their motivation. So approaches like motivational approaches, I think, fit well with mental health nursing, which is not to say that mental health nurses don't need skills as well as the, you know, kind of therapeutic vehicle for therapeutic relationships. I think the other thing is that, hence my importance on education, and it's not academic. I think you need the theory, but you also need the skills. So I think care and compassion and therapeutic relationships are important, but they're not sufficient. I think often you do need some skills to help people to develop